Hi there, I'm Juliette Littman, and I am here to tell you to listen to Ringer Dish. It's our home on the Ringer Podcast Network to talk about all things pop culture. We're covering the biggest stories and the biggest stories that aren't being talked about. That means, you know, like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, but also that movie you watched on Netflix over the weekend that you really need to hear someone break down. Come on Mondays for Jam Session and on Fridays for Guilty Pleasures, and also come on Wednesdays for What About Your Friends? It's our way of talking about friendship and pop culture too. Don't forget to check it out. Ringer Dish, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. Welcome to What's Up Thursdays. I'm Juliette Littman. This is Bachelor Party. And what's up today? Well, I told you there'd be guests sometimes, and I'm delighted to say that that means today. We have Justine and Natasha from Two Black Girls, One Rose making a return to the pod. Haven't spoken with them in a while, so excited to catch up. But first, wanted to hit a couple of other things. What's up on Reddit this week? Well, first thing that I saw, and really the only thing that really left an impact, was Leia did a really funny video making fun of Clayton and his dancing. I sent it to Callie in case anyone was wondering. And I think there's just like a few people out there who really respond to Clayton's dancing. And apparently Leia is one of them. And as we know, also Callie. She spoofed that video of him from like a couple weeks ago that people were passing around, and she did the same thing as like a side-by-side. It was pretty cute. I really like these women in general. The other thing that came to my attention via Reddit was that Edwina commented on a fan account, like there was like some question about like, is this playing out on TV, this being the drama between Sydney and Maria as it was in the house? And Edwina was like, yep, it is. It's basically true. And so I do think Sydney was just like making hay of something, trying to get on TV. But on that note, apparently also Ashley I really does know her. She's defending her and saying it's not all what it seems. I expected more from Ashley I. We'll always be fans. I hope she's doing well. She's pregnant. I don't think she said she doesn't like being pregnant, so I hope she's feeling okay. Other thing happening on the Bachelor internet this week is Joey mistook Gypsy Rose for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Just an unbelievably weird thing to do. This was in a video that he did with Betches. Incredibly disappointing and weird. But like, I just don't understand like how this happened. Like, how could you conflate the two in any way? First of all, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is like 60. She was like 60 or 7 years older than Gypsy. And second of all, like, they literally have nothing to do with each other except for like both interacting with the law and one upholding it and the other breaking it. So yeah, I guess like, do I need my bachelor to be an RBG stan? I don't. It's okay. Do I need him to be, you know, an open-minded person who supports equity and rights for all? I do. So until I know otherwise, I'm just going to assume that he just didn't know who Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, and I won't read anything else into it. It's just like really super weird. I don't even know what to say. Also, the way that he responded in the video, I think he's like only seen RBG memes and he's never heard anyone say Ruth Bader Ginsburg's name, which is also super weird. So, you know, did we learn a lot about Joey from this incident? We did. I guess I won't hold it against him. Like I said, I don't need my bachelor to be like a big RBG person. I just need them to not be a bad guy. So, you know, I'm not marrying him or dating him and that's fine. Anyway, that was a real weird one. One more thing I wanted to hit before we move on to the interview. I just wanted to follow up on what's up if you need to break your reading slump, because I mentioned that a couple of weeks ago and it seemed like people wanted some more ideas. So I was thinking about it on the train this morning of like my best suggestions that I would share on this pod. And I've got two authors that I want to send your way, everybody. One is Jasmine Guillory, who Amanda and I've talked about on Jam Session quite a bit. Jasmine Guillory books are just like delightful and they're easy reads. Like some could call them a beach read, but I would say they're appropriate in all settings at all times. So seek them out. Also, it's like one thing I like about someone like Jasmine Guillory is her books all feel like they're from the same contained world. And so if you like the feeling you get while reading her books, there's so many more to come. Royal Holiday is a good one, but there's just like so many. And I don't understand why they haven't all been adapted into television shows that I would watch on Prime Video. So just an idea. And then the other one, kind of random and sort of like old, but Nick Hornby. If you like the movies based on his books, like Fever Pitch and About a Boy and High Fidelity, then you'll definitely like his books. I like the books more than the movies. There's just something about them that's like kind of easy to read. They're British. There's a lot of them. It's not the quite sort of like same world building as Jasmine Guillory, but it is a feeling. I hesitate to say a vibe that you can enjoy just, you know, to get you back into the wonderful world of literature. So keep it in mind, Jasmine Guillory and Nick Hornby. I'll come back with some more. And then just like always and forever, Taylor Jenkins Reid. We've mentioned her before, but those are always just like great slump busters. All right, everybody, without further ado, let's get into it with Natasha and Justine. I'm delighted to welcome back to Bachelor Party, Justine and Natasha from Two Black Girls, One Rose. Welcome back. How are you, ladies?
Hey, Julia.
We're good. Thanks for having us. Good to be back.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you're back. I also just called you both ladies. I recently was telling someone that I don't want to be called a nice lady. How do you feel about being called
Why?
A lady? I don't know. I just feel like, am I a lady? I don't know. Am I a woman? Yes. I feel like the term lady. I don't know.
I understand.
Like, yeah. On The Bachelor, they're like the ladies. And I'm like, just like, do I want to be a lady like that? I don't know. I feel like there's something weird about the word.
What did Jay-Z just call Beyonce?
He just called Beyonce young lady.
Young lady.
Yeah,
we're just talking about this.
On the pod.
He did. This is funny. Yeah. On every podcast I've done this week, we've talked about Jay-Z on the Grammys. What did you guys think?
Oh.
I mean, delivery may be a little wonky, but did he tell any lies? No, I don't
Not
think
a single
so.
One. Nope.
When he's nervous, he tells the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about like dad Jay-Z? I feel like ever since Renaissance, that's like the Jay-Z I feel like I've been presented with. I don't know. Do you guys like dad Jay-Z?
Yeah, he's staying out of everything. He's just in the audience recording his wife. Doing her job
and on the plane
working
for travel
and on the plane.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I appreciate dad Jay-Z, business mogul Jay-Z that kind of is just in the background, just making billions and staying out of trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny. It's like really come up every single pod. But anyway, you guys are back here because you've returned to watching The Bachelor. How many seasons did you take off?
Just one.
Just Zach's. Yeah. Took off Zach's and then we came back for charity. Yeah.
Why'd you take it off?
Ugh. So many reasons. Yeah, two main ones. Zach was just not exciting at all. And
nicely putting it.
We just have a foundation on our podcast that we have to have fun. Our audience can feel it when we're not having fun. And it was evident from past seasons when we weren't having fun recapping the lead. And we just thought, you know what? Now's a time to skip. And also, Rodney was right there. And to not choose Rodney was really crazy and obviously racially motivated. So we had to skip.
Yeah. And I think we also wanted an opportunity to just kind of expand beyond just The Bachelor. And that to us felt prime. So in that time. And, you know, it, since then we've done Married at First Sight. We're about to start Love is Blind recaps. Like, we've expanded to other dating reality shows, which is exciting. And now we feel like we can choose to come back to The Bachelor.
I definitely feel you on that. As I'm sure you're aware, you missed nothing with Zach. I frequently forget he existed. or he continues to exist. He's still alive. So.
Right. He's still with us.
Callie and I were just talking earlier this week about how we feel like there are some noticeable changes with the show this season. What has been your perspective? Obviously, you watched Charity's season, but I think even from Charity to Joey, they've changed stuff up. And I'm curious, like, what's your perception? Like, what are you seeing having come back after taking the break?
They want us to be in love with Joey. Like, production loves him. They want us to love him. It's been, it feels like a while since production liked the lead. They've always seemed to have it out for the lead. And with Joey, they just are teeing him up to look fantastic. I mean, I live in New York, and the subway ads of Joey alone are, I mean, budget. And that's the first thing. And they're just leaning into the excitement that we all fucking love him. And they want to make sure that he's going to get a great edit and they're not going to villainize him. So that, I feel very strongly, is what they're, what feels different.
Interesting. I hadn't thought about that at all. Is it working for you? Like, are you, do you love Joey?
Yeah,
I agree. Is it working for me too?
It's working.
I actually didn't like him that much during Charity season. I just assumed he would be like an asshole. Like, I just assumed he'd be like, fuck boy, tennis pro, lives in Hawaii, not looking at treatment. Like, that was my assumption, and I was wrong.
Yeah, we made a very grandiose life about Joey. We said that he was teaching all kinds of older ladies at a resort, and he was like having affairs with them behind their husbands. Yeah, we made up this whole bio for him that I don't think is true at all, because he's back in Philly living a great, nice life.
I just want to say, though, I don't want to give him too much credit for being back in Philly. I feel like if he had not been The Bachelor, he probably would still be
He'd be in Hawaii. Yep.
And he hasn't, like, said that, but it's just, like, not convenient. Hawaii's really far.
It's
like,
far as hell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I feel like the maps we grew up with are, like, confusing because they make Alaska and Hawaii seem, like, obviously not part of the lower 48, but, like, they're, you know, they're physically nearby to get them on the page. It's, like, actually Hawaii's so far, like, so far. I'm curious, like, what else do you feel like you've seen? Like, what else are you seeing with how the women are portrayed? And it's kind of a leading question because I feel like they're definitely portraying the women differently.
Yeah, I think it's particularly this episode, Maria would have very typically been a villain. Like an outspoken woman who is also playing tricks behind people's backs. She is changing clothes. She is like...
I loved that.
Yeah, yeah. She's playing. She's like playing the game. Normally that person would have been just the villain straight out.
Yeah.
But they're making her more complex. They're making her, God forbid, a human being. Okay. And the villain is, I mean, for this week, we know who the villain is, but it's kind of unclear. We don't have like a Shanae with the shrimp.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. It's funny. I was like, sure that I'd be in the minority. I was like, I'm Team Maria, obviously. Like she, I thought that would be a minority opinion, but I was checking out the reaction and everyone's Team Maria. And I was like, I'm glad that as a society, we've all seen through this villain. But when Medina is not even like chiming in being like, yeah, I needed her to help me or needed this, like, you know, that Sydney's off base. Have you guys looked into this at all? It came to my attention that Sydney was probably brought to the show by Ashley I, who, as fellow Rhode Island people, apparently Ashley I wore a dress to Paradise like last season, like 2022 Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
When they like had the storyline about them like farting in the boom boom room, which is horrible, from Sydney's store. So the internet is saying that Ashley is responsible for Sydney.
Oh, great. Thanks, Ash.
Yeah, she'll fall on that sword any day. So
I don't think Ashley knowingly would have done that to us. You know, I'm an Ashley defender too.
I would hope not, but Sydney's pretty bad. She kind of sucks. So
who's your favorite? Like for each of you, who's your favorite woman so far? Woman, not lady.
Oh, that's so hard.
Oh my God.
I had good ones.
I was about to say, there's a lot of good ones. I really like Caitlin. We got to see more of Caitlin this episode. I love this little backstory with the family, this like family curse thing that just the way she delivered it to him was more in a like tongue-in-cheek kind of way, which I thought was smart and just really cute and quirky. And I'm excited to see more of her for sure, Caitlin.
I liked her too.
Mm-hmm. I really like in the background as comedic relief, Edwina.
Mm.
Her laughing at Sydney's talent was my favorite moment of the episode last night. But as far as like the girl's connection with Joey, I really like Rachel.
Rachel. Oh, yes. I like Rachel a lot too. Mm-hmm. Rachel, the way that she handled the wedding date last week, I loved. She loved was it. Like humorous, but like playing the bride, but like just like kind of like was the right amount of like self-effacing and joking around while also like actually being into it.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that's really great about Joey is that we get the chance to like appreciate these things because he appreciates it. Like I feel like even if he had, no, I don't know who he's going to end up with, but I really think it'll be like one of the kind of like sweeter girls, as I said earlier in the week, for lack of a better term, meeker women.
Oh, Julie.
The meeker. I'm sorry. How else should I put it? What's it like, how would you describe Lexi vis-a-vis Maria?
Huh.
Oh, see, we were just talking about Lexi, actually.
I like her.
More soft-spoken.
Like that just a nicer way of saying meek?
Probably. Meek just
that sounds like
sounds like you're talking about an Amish shore, some Mennonite woman or something. Like I don't know about Meek.
The only person I dislike is Sydney, so I really don't say it with like disdain. But like I think he's gonna go for, as you said, one of the more soft-spoken women. I just think that's where we're headed. That said, I love how much he enjoys like the people who are who kind of like throw themselves into it. Like Evelyn jumping over the table, Edwina going for the pillows. Who did she, Rachel at the wedding date last week. And then Maria. How much he loved Kelsey T with the butter hat. Which was like probably the highlight of the episode for me.
That's a really good one.
I think the biggest change this season is just like they have sexualized Joey, but they have not really sexualized the women. And to the extent that the women are sexualized, it's like by choice, like Maria when she changed into her her mermaid outfit. And I think that is like the way that they've accomplished that is like kind of subtle. And I don't want to give the Bachelor too much credit, but that is like a really big change.
Definitely. I mean, this group date with the crazy costumes, that's a such a small, subtle change. Like in the past, Justine was just saying on our podcast, they would have been in like bikinis or something ridiculous, like lingerie. So even just that little change, we much enjoy seeing that. And I want to see Joey without a shirt, not really the women walking around naked, you know?
Also, doesn't it kind of feel like more age appropriate in a way where I'm just sort of like, yeah, this is what you do like in college. You like put on like a stupid suit or like I feel like
costume.
Although I don't know. I've become like obsessed. I'm a millennial and I've become obsessed with like articles about how millennials should dress, not how they are dressing, but like how they should.
Isn't that something?
It's a huge thing. And so funny. I mean, especially like in New York in winter, I was having coffee this morning and these three women were in front of me and they're like probably 10 years younger than me. And they're backward to me. They're waiting for coffee and they're all wearing like their uniform, which is like oversized coat, leggings, high white socks and like chunky sneakers or Sambas. And I was like, and I like felt like I was in a TikTok video. I was like, oh, I've seen this online. Now here it is in real life. And anyway, I'm like, so I feel like I'm very exposed to like concepts about how people younger than me are dressing and like I'm like not even on TikTok. So like, I'm not like browsing TikTok myself. It's like very heavily curated for me by like friends in the New York Times. But I mention all of this because I feel like wearing the silly costume seems to be like more in line with like where fashion is these days than like, than I don't know, wearing like a slutty outfit to play tennis. Like it's more like the oversized trend or whatever.
Yes, that's true. Oversized comfort. Yeah, that's more our values right now.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
But even more shocking than like how they've made the women like humans to me is that they actually have an appealing bachelor. I'm like, how the fuck does this happen? You guys miss Zach, but like I haven't once thought about Zach and or before him Clayton in like
God.
Ooh. The word appealing even like in the same paragraph.
No. Yeah. They really lucked out with Joey. I mean,
did you guys like him on Charity Season?
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, I definitely did. I mean, we were definitely team Dotton just because their connection just seems so like really kismet. Happy. Yeah. Like seems super happy. But if she chose Joey, like I was about to be, you know, fine with that too. Like I really liked him and I liked them together too. So
He seems like just a good dude. When you came back to Charity Season, did you feel like there were changes or did it feel more like same old, same old?
I think it felt like same old, same old because Charity was really playing on the Bachelorette really well. And so that, like, she played that role. She could have been Trisha. She could have been Becca Kufrin. Like, she could have been anybody kind of in that slot. And she made it her own in a really enjoyable season. But that, to me, felt old-fashioned. So I don't really know if I saw a whole lot of changes with Charity Season.
I know. It's like, I wonder how much it will impact, like, the next Bachelorette. Did you guys watch Golden Bachelor?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Loved it.
Loved it. Loved it. Best thing for the franchise.
I think that really impacted this, too. Like, just to be able to
have more fun. I agree. Yeah. I think even, I mean, we're getting this episode, the little drama with Sydney and Maria or whatnot, but we are seeing the women primarily in a more enjoyable lens. And I think that was the best, I mean, honestly, that was the best thing of Golden Bachelor, seeing the women friendships. And we never really see that on The Bachelor, like traditional Bachelor, but we're getting a whiff of it this season for sure.
It's also just nicer. It doesn't feel like an evil enterprise where like I feel like you used to have to be like, yeah, it's like kind of evil, but whatever. I mean, it's still probably not great for people. I mean, I don't think going on TV is great for mental health. It's just like one of my takes, but but it does feel like a more kinder world.
Pleasant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who do you think he picks? Like who are the front runners in your mind?
Ooh. Oh man. Yeah. Okay. I think I'm gonna say Liz, Daisy, Kelsey A, and Rachel, I think, are the four.
Who's the first one? Liz?
Is her name Liz?
Lexi. Yeah, right? Who's Liz?
Lexi, sorry, Lexi.
I was like,
is you some keep up with these names in a way that I don't? And I was like, yeah, I guess so, Liz. Yeah.
Seeing her face, Lexi. No, Lexi.
Okay, Lexi. Can you repeat your list? Because I was really, I was like, Liz.
Fuck on Liz.
Please repeat that.
Yes. Lexi, Daisy, Kelsey A, and Rachel, I think, are going to be his top four.
It's a good list. Yeah. Anyone we forgot?
Well, I would love to see Maria's dad's sprinkle factory. So I'm going to put her in hometowns just because I want to see it.
I want to see it too. Yeah.
How is she so rich from a sprinkle factory? Did you guys know like that sprinkles were that lucrative?
You know what? It's a thing that you can make at home, but you never will because it's
too tedious.
Yeah,
wait,
you can
make sprinkles.
How do you make them? Wait, this is shocking.
If you make royal icing, dye it whatever colors, and then you spread it really thin and dehydrate it in your oven. So put your oven like 150. You can make your own sprinkles, and you can just
have
crumple
you done
it up.
This?
I have never done it. I have seen it many times on YouTube, but I've never done it.
Mm-hmm. Do you watch baking videos?
On, a lot of them, and an absurd amount of them. Yeah.
Do you bake, or you just watch the videos?
Mm-hmm. She is a baker.
Indeed. Oh, nice. What's your specialty?
You know what? I just got a KitchenAid mixer for my birthday this year, back in November. So I hopefully will have a new specialty soon. But Claire Saffitz, top baker, number one, she has a recipe for oatmeal pecan brittle cookies that take 2 days to make, and they are absolutely phenomenal.
Wow. Mm. Nice. Yeah. Who are some of your other favorite bakers?
Oh my gosh, I really love Benjamina. Benjamina just came out with a Substack, actually. She has a cookbook called The New Way to Cake, and she is from England, and some of the best baked goods I've ever had were in England. And she's a great baker.
I'm going to check her out.
Yeah, she's great.
Are you a great British Bake Off person?
I am not, but I see why people are. I get the hype for sure, but I'm just not one of those people.
It's also a nice show. That's why I think people like it. It's it's very nice. Pleasant. I thought this past season. What about you? Are you a Great British Bake Off person?
When I go home to Jersey, my parents are big into it, so it's usually on. So I'll watch it. Yeah,
gotcha. I really loved this past season. It sort of the previous season beforehand was just not as they had some real missteps, like having a Mexican week, but that was .
Famed episode. I've seen that.
It was honestly insane because I'm not sure anyone involved with the show has ever been to Mexico.
Been to Mexico. It's so far away from England.
Do they have a lot of Mexican
I don't think so. And they're missing out.
In England?
They are missing out. No, I was there. I studied abroad in England when they opened up the first Chipotle, and that line was out the door every time.
Wow.
Every time.
And did you go?
All the time, because I was so homesick. I would go all the time. And they, because London is London, they had a liquor license. And so they had margaritas there.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. Were they
good? Fantastic.
I love that.
Oh my God. That's funny. Well, you should watch. Sir, I'm sure you could go on Reddit and they would tell you which are the best seasons. But I like this most recent season a lot. And I mean, the British love to bake. So I think you should get into it. That's so funny. I don't even know how we got here. Oh, talking about sprinkles, the sprinkle factory.
Yeah, sprinkles. Yeah.
Yes.
I was expecting him to do something with sheet metal or something like that. Who knew that? No. But maybe it's just a cheap thing to do. So the profits are high.
And there's no Q-tip for sprinkles. I don't know what the company is when you buy a pack of sprinkles at
the store.
It's true. Mm-hmm. So there might be room.
Right. You might be having Canadian food. Who knew? Who knew?
Yep.
Natasha, do you have any side pockets of interest where you're just I'm really into?
I like movies. I'm a big film nerd. And I love writing. I have a Substack, The Night Owl. Cool. I write about movies. Cool. Yeah, it's basically a travel. I like to travel.
Mm-hmm. So crochet. Do you guys feel
crochet. Yeah.
Nice. I like to travel too. It's the best. Do you guys feel glad that The Bachelor back in your life, or you feel like it's a drag?
This is not Joey. A drag.
Yeah, I like this. I like Joey. He makes the difference. I like this Bachelor. I like a lot of the new changes we're talking about. It just feels a bit more pleasant. I like the girls. So this does not feel like a drag. I'm enjoying it for sure.
How do you guys feel about Married at First Sight? It's a much more complicated, morally complicated show, in my opinion.
Yeah. Because they do their cast so dirty.
Yeah.
And they get married. At first sight.
And they get married. Yeah.
This current season is pretty treacherous. I think they're three divorces in already.
Oh my God.
And we're not even halfway through the season. And they just, it's getting icky because the women in particular keep getting set up. Just trash guys. Not to say that the girls are always great, but it's usually the girls are getting set up. It sucks.
And the black women on that show get just wrung
absolutely
out.
Set up.
badly. Ooh. Yeah.
By production or by the guys or one and the same?
Both.
Casting. They just get cast with horrible dudes.
Do they set them up? Do they talk about why they've been set up together?
They have the experts, quote unquote, a psychologist,
I haven't watched it in so long.
Your last season that you watched it, Juliet?
A really long time ago. Maybe season two or three.
Okay.
Right at the beginning. I haven't watched it forever. I just found it too sad. I think that's sort of like, I'm happy that people, did you see that the Bachelor ratings went up for the first time in like, I'm just really,
years or something.
I like participating in like social phenomenon. So I'm happy that the Bachelor is like something people want to be watching. And like, you know, it's similar to like sports. Like I'm excited. I'm like an NFL fan because like so many other people are, and I want to like be a part of it. I'm not like, go Giants, but I'm happy if the Giants are winning, I guess, as a, you know, New Yorker, but like, so I feel similarly about The Bachelor. And then with Married at First Sight, I know it has like a really dedicated audience, but it's just like a little bit too grim for me. Whereas like Love is Blind, I can't fucking wait. Let's go. I can't wait.
Oh, and can't wait either. Yeah.
Like sometimes I'm like, should I move to England for 7 weeks to experience Love is Love Island in real
time. Island.
Oh my
that
God.
That would be a time. I know. That would be amazing.
It would be fun. It would be really fun.
To be there, be there as it's happening. Absolutely. Yeah.
They love it. You know, I just like to be part of the movement. So wherever the wind goes, although not absolutely wherever, like, I don't know. Some shows I can't do, but and I think that's like sort of my personal takeaway from like the last 12 months of Bachelor. Since a little bit less, like since Zach ended to where we are now, it's like, I just don't want it to like, I don't want it to make me feel sad. And The Bachelor was really in that territory. One thing we haven't discussed, I haven't talked to you guys since it started, is how do you feel about Jesse Palmer as the host? You're not into him?
We just talked about this on our pod. We clown him all the time. We literally call him the host who stole Tayshia and Caitlin's job, like full name for short. We call him the host. He has a little bit of personality. He has a he's working a little harder than we thought Chris Harrison works. I'll give him that.
Okay.
He gives us a little something. It's really still nothing, but it's a little something more than the absolute nothing that Chris gives. So
I will say, I'm a huge Jesse fan. I promote him and give him his flowers as much as I can. I've never met him. I would love to. I feel like ABC thinks I'm a stalker, so they haven't helped it. We were supposed to actually meet in person and then I couldn't make it. So I do need to be clear about that. But I love him because he's doing it a little bit less now, but for his first like few seasons in the job, I think this was true. I think this was clear with Charity. He takes it so seriously. And I just think that's really funny. And I like people who take work seriously. And so Jesse comes prepared. He's also like a really hardworking man. He's also a part
every
of
time
baking I television. Realize.
Every time I turn on the Food Network, there he is hosting.
I did not realize
wars.
He did so much. Yeah.
Easter, Halloween, and Christmas. There.
And like working. He's clearly a big wife guy. He's like really into his wife. And I think it's great for the host of The Bachelor to be really into his marriage. So like, well, that's probably a good sign. So
why don't
I defend
they have
him every turn.
If he's such a wife guy and so into his relationship, why don't they have him provide some value, like advice?
What do you want him to do? Give advice?
Something like Joey, I don't know.
Yeah, like being into your wife is not a prerequisite for being a host. You know what I mean? You should be into your wife. You married her. So you should
so
like,
my bar
you know
is
what
low,
I mean?
That's fair. Yeah.
Right?
Yes. But I don't know. I just think he's like a total goof. And I thought with Gary, he was funny when he would like get like bashful because he was like uncomfortable talking to Gary about his sex life. I don't know, guys. Jesse just does it for me. Is it the green eyes? Maybe. I don't know. I won't lie. A handsome man has some power over me, but I'm a big defender of his. Justine and Natasha, thank you so much for joining me. I've started like doing this new format on Thursdays on my pod, and you guys are the first actual guests I've had. So I'm delighted to catch up with you guys.
Nice. Thanks for having us. It was fun.
Yeah. For more of Two Black Girls, One Rose, subscribe to their Patreon. And you guys have tons of bonus content too. Well, why don't you give us a plug? Let us know what you get when you subscribe.
Well, you can listen to us now on all podcast platforms. So our content, particularly our Bachelor content, is no longer behind the paywall. So you can listen to us on all podcast platforms every week, all season long. And then, yes, you can join our Patreon, patreon.com/twoblackgirlsoneRose for Bachelor Nation news, pop culture hot takes, video. We do reaction content, a lot of fun bonus stuff on our Patreon. But our Love is Blind recaps start next week. And that's everywhere podcasts are found.
Thanks so much, ladies. It was great, great to have you. And hope to have you back soon now that you're back in the nation. Thank you to my producer, Jade Whaley. And Callie and I will be back on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.